Good morning. The cold front that brought the rain to our area yesterday continues to sweep off the eastern seaboard. In its wake, we're seeing a stiff west-northwesterly breeze carry some moisture from the Great Lakes across our skies. And as a result, we have mostly cloudy skies this morning with a few passing sprinkles or rain showers, or even a few flurries and light snow showers, which across some of the mountain areas is dusting up the ground. So some of us waking up to a little unsettled weather this morning, others just blustery and cooler with temperatures largely in the upper 20s to middle 30s. With that west-northwesterly breeze persisting today, it'll be cooler than recent days, with temperatures only making it into the mid-40s, and the wind will make it feel cooler than that. And again, we could see a few rain or snow showers passing through from time to time. Skies will generally clear out tonight as lows drop back into the 20s. High pressure will continue to drift our way from the Midwest for tomorrow and Sunday. The weekend weather a bit unsettled, but not stormy. We'll have some sunny periods followed by cloudy skies, and we may get a shower or snow shower passing through here and there. Nothing much to talk about, with temperatures generally in the mid-40s on Saturday and up toward 50 on Sunday. On Monday, the weather will be dry with increasing clouds as we make it into the upper 40s before the next disturbance heads our way for Monday night. This next disturbance will be moisture-starved. Still, it could produce a few rain and snow showers overnight Monday night, but more importantly, it'll drive the temperatures downward for the day on Tuesday. Behind that disturbance on Tuesday afternoon, we'll struggle to get out of the mid to upper 30s for highs, and with a stiff northwest breeze, it'll feel even colder than that under a mix of sun and clouds. Right now, it looks like Wednesday will stay quiet with partly sunny skies, although cool, with highs around 40, before we set our sights on a developing storm along the eastern seaboard for later on in the week next week. The jury's still out on the track of this storm, but it could bring some rain or snow to the region by Thursday morning. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, all eyes are on the western Pacific Ocean, where Super Typhoon Haiyan made landfall last evening with up to 195 maximum sustained winds and gusts well over 200 miles per hour. The latest report from the Joint Typhoon Warning Center in Pearl Harbor, Hawaii overnight still has sustained winds with the storm of 165 miles per hour with gusts up to 200 with the typhoon moving through the central Philippines. Further weakening is expected, but Haiyan is expected to remain a powerful typhoon even through the first half of the weekend as it makes a run toward Vietnam on Saturday night. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Andizan, Uzbekistan at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Amsterdam in the Netherlands at 1:55 p.m. Eastern Time back on Sunday. At Mount Washington this morning, cloudy skies and light snow showers and fog, 10 degrees above zero, with a west-northwest wind at 63 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 17 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 39 degrees, the dew point 32, 76% relative humidity, a west wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.93 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 91 degrees at San Diego, California, to a low of 7 at Rudyard, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and breezy in the lower 50s, Boston mostly sunny, breezy in the upper 40s, and in Buffalo partly sunny and breezy with a scattered shower possible and highs in the lower 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 57 degrees, the low 40, the average temperature 49, that's 6 degrees above normal. 21 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday, bringing the total for the month up to 34 hundredths, which is 45 hundredths below normal. And 38.95 inches for the year, which is 5.03 inches of precipitation above normal. There were 16 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 143, that's 8 below normal, and 690 for the season, which is 106 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 51 degrees, the average low, 34, the record high, 75, set in 1975, and the record low, 18, in 1971. Sunrise this morning was at 6:38 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:39 p.m., 10 hours and 1 minute of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and cool today with a passing rain or snow shower and highs in the lower 40s, staying in the 30s across the mountains. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cooler today with a passing sprinkle or shower and highs near 50. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, breezy and cool today with passing rain and snow showers and highs in the lower to mid 40s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cooler today with a passing rain or snow shower and highs in the middle to upper 40s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mixture of sunshine and clouds today, breezy and cooler with passing sprinkles or flurries and highs in the mid to upper 40s. Mostly clear tonight with lows back into the middle and upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, a passing rain or snow shower in the mid 40s, mostly cloudy and windy Sunday, a rain or snow shower near 50, mostly cloudy Monday in the upper 40s, windy and colder Tuesday, partly sunny in the upper 30s, near 40 on Wednesday with partly sunny skies, and a chance of rain or snow on Thursday with highs in the 40s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.